This is Dakota Datebook for January 20th. In January 1857, a survey party left St. Cloud, Minnesota, bound for the headwaters of the Red River. Despite winter hazards, they were determined to beat rivals to the region. The expedition was led by French Chippewa guides Charles and Pierre Botneau. Pierre, known as the Kit Carson of the Northwest, was a famous frontiersman and surveyor. Daniel Johnston, an impoverished schoolteacher from St. Paul, joined the expedition, hoping for riches. He kept a journal of the journey. By January 20th, the group reached the end of the wooded lake country. On January 23rd, they were caught in a blizzard. The tent blew down and the fire went out. The 10-man party slept spoon-style in a large woolen comforter with buffalo robes on top for warmth. Pierre Botneau, singing in his native language, kept spirits up and hunted two buffalo. The snow likely saved them from freezing. The crew now faced the open prairie, where shelter and firewood were scarce. Struggling through blizzards, steep snowdrifts, and icy swamps, they reached the junction of the Red, Otter Tail, and Bois de Sioux Rivers on January 29th, camping at what is now Wells Park in Breckenridge, Minnesota. They began surveying the town site of Breckenridge on January 31st, despite the Dakota people's legal claim to the land. In 1869, Morgan T. Rich squatted there and became known as the founder of Wahpeton, North Dakota. By February, the men had built a log shanty and stable for the oxen. The Botneaus and two others returned to St. Paul, leaving six men behind to occupy the town sites. They faced harsh conditions, snow, storms, and dwindling food supplies. Their meals of pork, beans, and corn ran out, and they were forced to eat the oxen. In March, the shanty and surrounding area flooded as the snow melted. In April, one man left on foot for St. Paul, hoping to survive. He was lost in a blizzard, but eventually reached a farmhouse where his frozen toes were amputated. The crew surveyed two more town sites where a railroad was hoped to cross. Supplies and reinforcements arrived in May, but Johnston had lost his passion for town site speculation. By August, he returned to St. Paul to become a newspaper editor. Johnston later wrote, "The medicine I took during 6 months of that year cured me of the townsite speculation fever so completely that I have never felt a touch of it since." Joe Whitford, who had founded Fergus Falls and established a lumber mill in Breckenridge, was killed during the 1862 Dakota conflict. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Lee Zerdrick. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.